Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Holding it down, having a good time, and it's been real football heavy, obviously. Feels like a football Friday. We had preseason games. We haven't even talked about those yet, Seth, because, like, whatever, right?
Well,
we had preseason action yesterday.
Anthony Richardson got hurt. I saw reports it was a dislocated finger, apparently, or some kind of finger injury, which I saw a couple medical people accurately say, hey, this happens, it's not usually that big a deal. Right, but you know what also happens pretty regularly?
Anthony Richardson
leaving games because of an injury.
Dude, and you know what? He actually, I'll say this, he's lucky if it's just a finger issue, because it looked like he got ear holed. He was clearly hot, right? Like, he was hot and did not have a hot route, or did not know it, or I mean, I don't know what broke down there, but he was hot and didn't know that he was about to get hit, man. So if it's just a finger and it ain't his actual ear hole, he got out pretty good on that.
That is a good point. Yeah, sometimes the concussion symptoms are delayed. Maybe it'll be that.
Yeah.
But that, it's that combination of just, he's injury prone to begin with. He doesn't really just understand how to run a football play. And there's not a chance in hell the Colts, going into the season, even before he got injured yesterday, I think we're thinking like, oh yeah, we can rely on Anthony Richardson to A, throw more than 50% of his, complete more than 50% of his passes, and B, stay healthy the entire year.
Yeah, it's that they, I'd say that they easily have right now the worst quarterback situation in the division. Like, easily. Like, I don't say what you want about Trevor Lawrence. You'd rather that than what they got going on. And then Cam Ward, at least, is new. Like, until he goes out there and sucks, and I think he's actually going to be pretty good, but until he gives you a reason to think that he's Anthony Richardson or whatever, name your bust quarterback, like, that's something to be excited about. So
I'm nervous about Cam Ward the same way I was nervous about Anthony Richardson, which is, in their rookie year especially, you never know. And even if a guy isn't a good quarterback long term, if they have the tools, then, and you don't know exactly how to attack them, is they're in a new scheme and they don't have tendencies yet, then yeah, they can, on any given Sunday, they can ruin your day, as Anthony Richardson did as a rookie. Cam Ward's a much better passer than Anthony Richardson was, but you still, even if you know with any rookie quarterback, you just flat out don't know how they're going to be. But Cam Ward has some tools with his improvisational ability, with his arm and his ability to make some crazy throws, that on any given Sunday, Cam Ward makes me really nervous. Now, we'll worry about him in the long term after this season, but there are a lot of X factors there with him.
Yeah, there's basically a rookie on every team in the division that's going to intrigue me. You know, from Cam Ward, obviously, with the Titans, I'm looking up at NFL Network right now, and they're showing some Travis Hunter B-roll or video in layman's terms, and Tyler Warren, the tight end. Am I getting his
yeah,
name
right? Tyler Warren,
yeah, Tyler Warren, the tight end that's with the Colts, and yeah, had a couple of moments yesterday, from what I understand. So like, there is an intriguing rookie to watch for every team, but it's going to be a quarterback for the Titans. And like a couple of years ago, I know Anthony Richardson was kind of the intriguing guy. That shine has worn off, man. It looks like that's a dude that, like you said, can't get a playoff, but also like just can't seem to stay on the field. Like, to save his life, can't seem to stay on the field.
Well, and even last year when he came back after he'd been benched, partly for taking himself out of the game
and admitting to it to the world.
Yeah, on a third and goal when they were trailing, that wasn't emphasized enough when people talked about that in the national media, that it was third and goal as they were trailing in what was still a close game.
And he said, quote, "I had done a lot of running." That was a lot of running.
Right. Yeah, the previous play he had run for 0 yards. So you can see how he'd be tired after a play like that. I saw somebody last night say, "Wow, Tyler Warren could add 10% to add 10% to Anthony Richardson's completion rate." And my first thought in my mind was, "Ooh, is the league ready for a 59% completion rate quarterback?" Oh,
stay woke. Stay woke.
He's still one of the worst quarterbacks in the league at a 59% completion rate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hell of a situation that they got going on over there. We'll see. Like, I know Daniel Jones came in there and didn't exactly light the world on fire, but he did play faster. Did look like he could run a play, right? Like, mm-hmm. he did look like an actual functioning quarterback. I don't know how good he's going to be, but we shall see.
I'm nervous about Daniel Jones just because, look, we've seen stretches of good play from Daniel Jones before. He's been the most extreme version of what the narrative becomes, because on draft day, the narrative was, "I can't believe the Giants drafted Daniel Jones that high." And then somewhere along the way, he showed some promise and people were, you know, dunking on people for the fact that Daniel Jones actually is a good quarterback. He is going to be playing for Shane Steichen. You saw Shane Steichen give Gardner Minshew the best year he's had in his career. And I think Shane Steichen knows what he's doing. I am impressed by some of the ways, some of the things he's done with his quarterback. So after seeing Sam Darnold transform into a viable NFL quarterback, after watching Geno Smith become the best version of himself deep into his career, I'm never gonna completely count out anybody again. Sam Darnold, I was way off on Sam Darnold. I'm still not completely sold on Sam Darnold, but I didn't know that version of him existed, the one that he showed last year.
Dude, we've come a long way, man, because I remember when Sam Darnold was in Carolina because they played the Texans that year, and you were not buying it, dude. Because, like, no. I think they were, like, 3-0, or, like, they were doing well up until that point,
yeah.
And you were like, hell nah, you're not gonna fool me with that. And then sure enough, you were right.
Yeah,
you were right.
Well,
you
know, I was right that year.
At that point, you were right.
One of our listeners, I've conceded victory to him, or defeat to him, whichever you concede. He was hammering this all summer long last year that I was being too blasé about Sam Darnold. And he was right. I was wrong. I was too blasé about Sam Darnold with the Vikings.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, so to pay off on this tease, ESPN.com's Alden Gonzalez has a story up on the injured stars who could boost contenders down the stretch. Now, I think we know kind of the obvious one, right? Aside from if we just put the pitchers aside, because we know they got like a roster of pitchers that are on the shelf. If there is an injured star, okay, I know Jeremy Pena had been out, but if there's an injured star who's been missing for the Astros that would sort of change their trajectory, we all know it to be Yordan Alvarez, right? Mm-hmm. So it's no surprise that Yordan Alvarez is the first name mentioned in this article, okay, as somebody that could boost a contender down the stretch. But there was he's got a sentence back that I didn't actually think as much about until I read him write this, you know, so I read this actual sentence. He said that Alvarez back in the middle of the Astros lineup could put the Astros in the conversation for best team in the American League, if not all of baseball. Now, I sat back because, like, I'm kind of with the drive yesterday. I was listening to them yesterday, and, you know, Ron the show, Hughley's like, man, I've kind of given up on the idea that Yordan might come back. Clint's not ready to give up. Tyler seems like he's ready to give up. I think I'm leaning toward where Tyler and Ron are of like, man, I've lost count again. Hasn't played since early May. So I've lost track of how many games he's missed at this point. I'm not counting on him to come back. But when you frame it this way, as this ESPN.com writer did, that putting him back in the middle of the lineup, especially in what seems like a wide open Major League Baseball, even more so than most years, could put the Astros in the conversation for best team in the American League, if not all of baseball. That got my juices flowing a little bit. I'm not sure he comes back.
As somebody on the outside, even if you don't agree with the take, perhaps, it's almost, it feels, feels too easy and simple that, okay, wait a second. One guy, yes, his production would be great. I do think The big thing that Yordan Alvarez provides, obviously, aside from all the conventional stuff of, hey, guys are getting on base, but we're leaving a lot of guys on base. His ability to knock those guys in. Yes, 100%. That makes a big difference. But just the composition of the lineup in total, where you have so few lefties, even though you bring one in at the trade deadline, that makes it really easy for teams in a playoff series to just, you don't have to worry. You can put your absolute best righties out there and not worry about, you know, if there's a lefty that you're not quite sure about, you just leave them out of the whole series. That changes dramatically. And I think the part of a pitcher having to address Fromber, whether he's a righty or a lefty, but then especially because he's a lefty, it keeps pitchers that much more unsettled. And I think it does give you really a cumulative effect above and beyond just his individual production or his RBIs that it could be a much bigger shot in the shoulder than maybe it feels like it should be on paper. As far as his actual hand, yeah, I've almost put him in a little mini Lance McCullers category, where Lance McCullers for years now, you know he's coming back from an injury. All right, great. But like, oh, okay, and then we got another injury, we got a setback. So you almost just put him on a shelf and try not to think about him. I think that's what I've done with Yordan now.
It's like a luxury item.
Yeah, I kind of operate and look at this team in terms of the guys that they have available or who are definitely coming off the IL in the next couple of weeks. And I just hope that, hey, if Yordan shows up, then it's a bonus, but I can't depend on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And even aside from the injury, Seth, honestly, like, I think part of it for me in wanting to not invest too much into the idea that this could like save their season or be the thing that puts them over the top is that not only have we not seen Yordan in a long time, but we hadn't seen a good Yordan all of this year, right? Like leading up to the point of him being injured and being out, his slash line was not, it left a lot to be desired. It wasn't like quintessential or classic Yordan. Now, obviously having him is better than not having him. And I still like believe him to be on par with the Aaron Judges and Shohei Ohtanis of the world when he's healthy, but clearly he wasn't healthy earlier this year, right? Like, clearly, yeah. His hand was broken when he was out there, and then he hasn't been out there since early May. So it's, yeah, it's just hard to envision. Yeah, those
are the two big ifs. Are there's no way that the production wasn't related to the hand, because it was his worst stretch of play.
Right,
that was the worst slump he's ever been in. So I guess the biggest, if he comes back, he's a guy that generally has come back pretty well when he's had injuries. It's not like it's going to take him a month and a half to get his timing back or anything. It's just, it feels so much like Kyle Tucker last year or Christian Harris last year. It's reached that stage of mystery injury, and there's just no possible way to put an actual timeline on it.
Brandon Scott here with Seth Payne. I'm rolling in for Sean Pendergast, who, speaking of which, talked to Texans starting linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair yesterday at Texans training camp. We heard from Azeez on the station earlier in training camp. Got to hear from him again at the Greenbrier through Sean Pendergast. We're going to hear some of that and react to it. Talk a little bit about the linebackers, the Texans linebackers, that is. That's on the other side of Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.